Hoa chân an đào, ý chung long shed an eta tam long sotong chua a space radio mong program. Kumoi tung lua, mong nhato de chos lan an a kret, sa fa mua sa sư tien tua sa sư tay nè ku yalan rapeta an nè ku hua tobi naya. A jong shia tót sai ka tobi la gong ta a jake shi ta live nhato ho a space radio mong program na jong shia tót sai ka la gong. Ku sa no ko min chi hết yashay a đại ka tu keng ta li ka yai tu tu mua sa sư nè ka sa li chato. Để sở sự này thì chẳng chẳng chả được biết chuyện nào mong sao.
New York journalism continues affect the Hmong population the same way as the general population. At the moment, obviously, Wollongong, I guess, media outlets. You've got your traditional outlets, print, radio, TV, and then now, obviously, the fast-paced world of internet journalism too. There's a lot of information, so it could be information overload. Really important issues like politics, society, environment, and things like that. This year, it's up to the user as well, the audience, the citizen of society to be active as well in knowing what's happening, not just, locally or nationally, but internationally as well. In a very general sense, Kusatia, they're very comfortable in where we are in Australia. And I think in a general sense, what I've seen is then Hmong society don't take those steps to reach out or to seek news about wider Australian society or even internationally. That's from my sort of personal observation anyway, but
hai chan na kho te mong po ku sia le lo chi ga ta i cha chen tho so si ra mong mong ne ya ve li cha ha chi mo le ti to nya to pe cha te chung lo te chen na ha chi mo cha chen tho so si ra mong ne.
Yeah, I think that was number one reason because population-wise, they're very small here. We're very spread throughout Australia. So I think that's a cause for... I mean, you need a large audience base as well to really have a publishing platform to promote news or to tell stories. And so because they're called population in there, there isn't a need, I suppose you can say. There isn't a demand for Hmong news. And journalism, I think, it's a product of society and culture as well. So when... I think the Hmong population in Australia, they rely very much on the wider mainstream media as well.
So it's very hard for them to digest the news, what's going on, and they have to ask for someone else instead of
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think also because, say, the older generation, what's happening, not just in the Hmong society, but also the wider society. But at the same time, they don't have the skills or the potential to do journalism. And then the younger generation, the problem with that is they have the skills, the talents, but then I think their interests and their cultural values don't align with traditional
older generation.
So cultural barrier, cultural dissonance, if you will, and language barrier, as you say. I think in terms of journalism and news for Hmong people, it's very important, not only because we're a minority in Australia, but also because I think we're in a globalised society now. And so I think keeping pace and, being aware of what's going on, not just nationally, internationally, but also locally, it's very important to be aware of events, that's public interest.
The Chicago Pasatia, a bait or Hmong, especially Yaja Lau, ya, lay a mopping suit and tear toss or suit, daily holistan, tear got all your chin, your pound in it.
Yeah, no, that's a very good question. I think the older generation, I think because of the changing nature of publishing platforms and digital or distribution via digital channels and things like that. I think the older generation, they don't really have the skills to access news. And so I think it's being aware and access. Those two issues are the important issues. And I think for the older generation of the Hmong population in Australia, I think it's hard for them to do that.
แต่ก็ยังอีกคนยัวเทียบอยู่ทุกคนเทียบเราเลยกูชีเป้าลู่เทียบแต่กูมุ่งเทียบยัวเทียบฟังดาวแล้วกูพังมุมลองจอโซเชียลมีเดียอย่างเลยเฟซบุ๊กโลยูทูบโลเต้นแรงดาวสุดยอดแต่ยังมุ่งยังดาวเออยอดตัวยังดาวนี่จะเป้าลู่เป้าดาวนี่กูชียัวหาจอชีป้อนดาวป้อนดาวนี่จะกูยังอีกคนยัวกันก็เทียบ
Yeah, exactly. And I think also in terms of journalism, I think its role shouldn't simply be just reporting, what's happening. But also, I think in the Hmong population case, I think we have a role there to also teach the older generations how to access news online, for example. So there's a role there for example, SBS Hmong Radio to teach the older generations.Improve the digital literacy, for example. Yeah, it's very important. I think, as everyone's aware, there's Hmong populations all over the world, and I think in journalism, it's not just reporting about, what's close to you in terms of geographic location, but also a thing called cultural proximity as well. So, what's happening in the US with the Hmong populations, if that's reported in Australia, I think...Hmong populations here can associate with that. They feel a closeness with that, despite the physical distance that separates us.
Yeah, my God, talk about that. Yeah, Hmong lor, kun yo thong can do na la the che ya cha sa su che chi ya the chai lu the che zu the chi yo chu tao kia tu chu lu the che the ro mo phong jo chu cha pe cha Hmong shi la the ya the chi ka po sa the ya ve li cha pe di tuan yo lo the che nan dai lu ti cha pe cha xiang la phang cheng chi tao mo cha chen sa su ka zao zhou pe cha ge ti nang cha Hmong shi la the
In Australia's case, I think it's the population. I think it's low and the spread of the population in Australia. And so let's say, someone wants to start a Hmong newspaper, for example, whether the population demands it and whether it will gain enough traction to keep it going.
Couple of sites, you have to use it on a Hmong site.
I've thought about this. I think it depends on the content. I think if say, we start a Hmong publication written in Hmong about, say, Australian news, I think for the young people, they will probably, the big question they will ask is, well, if it's news about Australian politics or Australian sports, we can always get that in English already. So why would we read something that's written in Hmong?But then on the flip side, I think if, say, there's a publication that writes about Hmong stories, about Hmong Australian stories, like I say, it goes back to the population demand. Will people read enough? And will there be enough content to keep it going for the long term?
Ka pa mo lo de chi hai nzi hai tsa Hmong Film Festival nha kwa mo nha to kens na hai tae shema lang te to kong te lang te hai ya to yang la.
Yeah, no. It was great. There was a very good turnout. We had councillors and politicians coming. We had Hmong elders as well, and a few filmmakers from Sydney. So, and I think from the feedback, it was very positive. And it was great. We had a lot of support from not just the Hmong community in Cairns, but all over Australia.
How about more just say that you thought that not only more just not only that America, especially Abel, that believe when your other brother and your chito, but don't you get chill or be devil? No, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's it's a very important outcome that we got those two guys involved because it's not only helping our cause, but it's also helping theirs so that, it shows the Hmong community that we can definitely get into, I guess, the bigger industry in terms of filmmaking. So, it was very inspiring and considering that it's the first film night and getting those guys on board, it's, it's a good platform to build on for future events. I think the last one is I heard that SBS Radio had recently implemented the settlement guide, and I think that's a very good cause. So I think for Hmong people, if you get the chance, go to or just Google SBS settlement guide, and it will be in Hmong as well, and you know, promote that to the older generations as well. And it's a good way to sort of get into journalism. And
Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye. Lo ya ka pa lu ang ke di ka mo to ho sbs.com.au ya ka mlong taw no ya so si to ho taw ti ang